Knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know. It's loud.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole.
We lead local talk on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica J.
Yes, indeed, it is the Monica J. Show. Everybody preparing for this weekend, getting out and about? Oh, no! Yeah. We want to have fun and... But we have to take life seriously as well. It's the Monica J. Show, trying to be serious, but trying to have fun at the same time on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. What to do? First off, I want to give you a quote from H.L. Mencken. The whole aim of practical politics is to keep the populace alarmed and hence clamorous to be led to safety by menacing it with an endless series of hobgoblins, all of them imaginary. Now, I'm not saying that the coronavirus is imaginary. People have died from it. But I want you to listen to what's in your mind, because God gives you common sense. God gives you the ability to overcome. And when watching the news, listening to the news, I want you to remember who you're getting it from. Okay? The same people who were calling this the Wuhan virus, China virus, are now, who called it this for weeks and weeks and weeks, are now criticizing the president for calling it that, saying that it's racist. You have stupid people like AOC who are calling people out, saying that they're racist for not going to Chinese restaurants. These people are just flat out stupid. And they will use every opportunity to put seeds or twist the truth. As Democrats are using this fear to fundraise for 2020, I know you're smarter than that. And I have total faith in you. I'd like to thank Zach for posting on my Facebook page. I forced myself to watch coverage from CNN and MSNBC for a couple of hours last night. It was so incredibly over the top, twisting and turning everything against Trump. They blamed him for everything. They were gleeful when talking about the stock market because they believe it will hurt Trump. But wasn't Trump, or wasn't Obama, taking credit for Trump's economy just a couple of weeks ago? Boy, he got quiet quick. CNN and MSNBC are spewing so much disinformation and telling outright blatant lies They should be ashamed. But the left has no shame. Don't even understand the concept of shame. I finally had to turn it off before I started screaming. I simply don't recognize what some people try to call journalism anymore. Wow, it's bad. Zach, thank you for posting that. I don't even attempt to turn on the left propaganda machines anymore. It's just, there's no point. Because they will do something, continually call something something, and then all of a sudden it's racist if the president uses that term. President is going to have a press conference this afternoon, I believe at noon, 12 o'clock, 3 p.m. Eastern time. And I don't know what he's going to say. It's going to be interesting to hear, but I don't know what he's going to say. But I do want you to remember, as he weeks and weeks and weeks ago got criticized for closing the borders, that he closed the, or he, not the borders, he instilled the travel ban that he took heat for. How short their memories. This was just a few weeks ago. Last month. No, end of January. And he doesn't consult with the European nations. He just puts the travel ban on there as well. And then people were screaming. And now we see Europe. We see France and Spain, Italy. Fear is a powerful thing. But I want you to remember that during the H1N1 crisis, whatever you want to call it, outbreak, before Obama declared a national emergency, which, by the way, he was praised for, 1,000 people, 1,000 Americans had already died. And hundreds of thousands infected. I am arming you when you listen to the BS of the left. Remember that left that we're really hoping that the economy tanked? The left who, well, you know, maybe that is a good name for them, the left. Because they are literally leaving you behind. They don't want to hear from you. They don't want you voting. And it's pretty damn pathetic. Adam Schiffless is already calling out Trump. Rather than having experts where they're supposed to be working on the situation, the left is calling congressional hearings. Now saying that Trump didn't do this fast enough. Democrats are fundraising off of it. And of course, only have praise for Obama. Don't want to go through history. History is just repeating itself. When you don't know history, even your own history, even just the short history? A lot of people are getting rich off of this crisis. The people who, the billionaire family who owns all the Walmarts and Sam's Clubs, shelves are empty. I'm sure Bezos is probably getting a nice boost out of this with Amazon delivery. You got your Prime pantry. Bet that's being blown up because nobody wants to go to the stores. Well, it's even affecting me now. I was all excited because it was Thursday morning and I was all set to do be the featured speaker out in Churchill County for the Churchill County Republicans for their central committee out there. No, I got the word last night. That was canceled. So I bring you the news today that if you purchase tickets, they will be refunding all of the prepaid tickets. No problem whatsoever. You don't even have to count them or you don't even have to contact them. They're just getting the checks in the mail today or maybe Monday. Everything being canceled. Boy, we really are the cancel culture today. If it saves lives, so be it. I'm up for a free weekend. I got a lot of books to read. Or binge watching, too. I guess I can do that. Go to today's poll question. I want to know your opinion. We'll play into this as well. Should Nevada schools close due to fears of the coronavirus, as other schools in the country have? Should Nevada schools close due to fears of the coronavirus, as other schools in the country have? Yes, no, or other, you can put your own comment in there. So far, it's 50-50 of people participating in the polls. Do we follow along and just ride it out? Because I feel comfortable in guaranteeing you that by this time next year, we're going to look back and we're going to look at the left and we're going to say, I can't believe you tried to do that. Can't believe you would go that far. And it's not just the left in this country. The left in this country is fanning the flames. It's the worldwide media and the worldwide governments who want that globalism, who want that control to just, when something happens like this, flip the switch and everybody is contained. Everybody is quarantined. They control everything. Your internet, the information that you get, radio, broadcast, papers, if they're still around, and especially the internet. I look forward to speaking with you at this time next year. It's the Monica Jay Show. What do you think? 884-9910. You've got a quick chance to get in some comments, but We've got a special guest at 10:35 because, well, we have more outbreaks of the potential virus here in Northern Nevada. And we're going to be speaking with somebody about that, giving us the latest information on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 KKFT. Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, helping you protect yourself any way we can. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Shirley this morning. Hi, Shirley.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great, trying not to let everything get to me. What are you, have you been to the DMV lately?
I went in last week, and I used to be an EMT, and I also worked for an eye doctor doing the fields and glaucoma testing and stuff before. Well, when I went in there and they did the eye test on me, I noticed, I watched, and there was like four or five people after me that they did not clean the machine. And you put your face right up in there.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that kind of bothered me because I got there really early. So there's probably only one or two people in front of me, but I'm taking precautions for the coronavirus.
Good
for
you.
But at the DMV, they have people coming in to get their card so they can vote Democrat or whatever. The thing is a lot of those people are not inoculated and they're putting their face in those things. And I want people to know if they don't clean them, bring possibly your own cleaner. The only thing dangerous about that though is somebody might be have an allergic reaction to it. So you might want to know let the DMV people know what mm-hmm. you're going to do. But the director, when I called them, the director called me within an hour, and he said that they were on order, but they didn't have any. So those people all day were going through there, and hundreds of people go through the DMV and get checked like that.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I just want to make people aware that you don't even think about it at the DMV, but that's like a bacteria frap.
Yeah, exactly. But Shirley, you know what? This is just going to show everybody that we don't think about this on a daily basis anywhere. We don't think about it when we go to the grocery store. We just grab the cart and we head on in. We don't think about it when we go out shopping. You know, we put our purse on counters and in our hands, and then we're touching our faces. The DMV, the eye doctor. I mean, the eye doctor right there is where you should learn from. Every single time a person comes through, they wipe everything down.
But yeah, we did every single time.
But
sorry.
It just shows that, you know, we've let all of this slide until something is pointing it out to us. It should have pointed it out to us during the avian flu. It should point it out to us just every time the flu comes around. And every day we need to be cleaner. And we're not spreading this stuff.
Well, even before the coronavirus came out, I always wiped down my shopping cart, stuff like that.
Good for you.
I'm 65 and I'm pretty healthy, you know, actually, but I just do take the precautions because there's a lot of stuff out there that you don't realize, which
yeah.
Some of the cleaners don't even get all the germs, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
but
only 99.9%, so
yeah,
it's that 0.1% that is multiplying quickly that you have to watch out for. Shirley, thank you so much for the call, and continue protecting yourself. That's all we can do, is protect ourselves. And so we'll have a guest with us in the next half hour, right after the Fox News update, probably bring you an update on what the president is going to be speaking about. But Jessica Rapp is the public information officer for Carson City Health and Human Services. And so we're going to let you know what they're doing. And there you go. There's another criticism of the president, that we weren't prepared. We didn't have all of this stuff going out to places. Well, you know what? Because of China and the dealings with China, we just don't have that stuff here. Hate to burst the bubble of the left, but a lot of people don't keep this stuff in stock, in back stock. You even see it in parts departments everywhere you go. Every line out there. Well, we get it from China, and it's like, you know, overnight delivery, two-day delivery. That's what this country has become susceptible to. It's the Monica Jay Show. Let's take a quick Fox News update, and we'll be back on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM new news and talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today on this beautiful Friday. Yes, blue sky, sunshine, a little bit colder than it has been out there this morning, but we are preparing for snow and rain and wind over the weekend. So there's another event that's been canceled. The Recall Sisalak rally that was going to be held in Mills Park tomorrow has been canceled, not because of the coronavirus, but because of the weather. We don't want people, excuse me, as an example there, we don't want people out in that type of weather with the possibility of getting a cold or even pneumonia that it can spread to because of weakened immune systems. So let's go to the phone lines as we talk about the coronavirus and what Northern Nevada is doing. And Jessica Rapp is joining us. Jessica is the public information officer for Carson City Health and Human Services. Hi, Jessica. Good morning.
Good morning, Monica. Thank you for having me on today.
Oh, I'm so glad you could join us for an update because, well, we do have coronavirus presumptive positive patients here in Northern Nevada. What's the latest through Carson City?
So Carson City Health and Human Services, we are the local health authority for Douglas County, Lyon, and Story counties. We call it the Quad Counties. And yesterday we confirmed that we have a presumptive positive case of COVID-19. It's in a Carson City resident, female in her 70s. She has recently traveled to San Jose, and then she came back to Reno. She was not symptomatic, though, on her flight, so we're not too worried about exposure there. And she did everything that she was supposed to do after becoming symptomatic. She stayed in her home. She contacted her healthcare provider, and she actually wore a mask when she went into her provider.
Interesting.
And we spoke to her yesterday, and she said that she's doing well and she's feeling better.
So explain to people what presumptive positive is, because it's getting confused with, yes, she has the coronavirus, absolutely, and is contagious.
So what a presumptive positive means, it's that the state lab here in Nevada has ran the test. So the healthcare provider will do a swab, and then it goes to the state lab. State lab tests it. It means that they got a positive result. It's presumptively positive, but we still need to send it to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, for confirmation of that.
So how is Carson City Health and Human Services responding not only to their first presumptive positive, but just the word being put out that this novel virus is out there. Be prepared. Are they sending you information? Are they sending you tests? Are we covered here in Northern Nevada?
So we have been actively working on, you know, COVID-19 response plans for almost a month now, since we first started seeing it appear here in the U.S. We have activated our Department Operations Center, which just means that we have staff members here who dedicate all of their time to preparing and responding to this. And we also are working with our emergency managers partners throughout the Quad Counties. So Douglas, Lyon, Story County, and Carson City emergency managers are all aware of every move that we are making here at the health department. And we're just trying to push out messaging related to prevention right now. We're encouraging people, wash your hands. You know, after you touch a frequently touched surface, such as a shopping cart, a door handle, wash your hands with soap and water for 20 seconds. Sing happy birthday to yourself two different times. If soap and water aren't available, use hand sanitizer with 60% alcohol in it. Cover your cough. You know, disinfect frequently touched surfaces as well. And we're also encouraging workplaces and employers to implement those policies within their environment as well, implementing, you know, cleaning practices, just to ensure that we're preventing the spread of it.
Yeah, I've been getting emails from national companies that I work with constantly. You know, Macy's is reassuring everybody that they're doing clean practices. Office Depot, the list goes on and on. But it concerns me, Jessica, earlier in the show, before you were on, we had a caller call in that said that they were at the DMV and they were having their eye test done for their license and watched as person after person after person used this eye exam machine and it was never cleaned. So there are still organizations out there that are waiting for materials to be able to clean. Is there some sort of regulation that people can't just use everyday products to clean in government agencies?
Unfortunately, there is not a regulation regarding that that I'm aware of. I do know that we here in Carson City have reached out to all of our businesses and the entities within our counties, and we've provided them with a workplace toolkit for COVID-19 and the response of it. And in that toolkit, we included a list of products that are approved to kill the novel coronavirus, according to the EPA. And we encourage them to use those products. And those are products that are available to the general public as well. It's not just commercial products. Mm-hmm. You know, you have your Clorox wipes that are on the list. And so we are encouraging workplaces to use those products and to, you know, enhance cleaning practices. But unfortunately, we can only do so much. We can't, go and enforce it.
So here's the big question that I had emailed you last night, that I was watching Martha McCallum on Fox News, and she was interviewing one of the experts, and she asked four times, and each time the expert got around was, do we have the equipment and the supplies if something explodes? You know, if all of a sudden we have a hot spot here in Northern Nevada, do we have the ventilators? Do we have the swabs? We've relied so heavily on China in the past to, you know, hey, if you need something, you can order it and you get it the next day, or you get it 2 days shipping. Do we have enough stuff in back stock and in stock that people will be covered? Do we have the beds? Do we have the ventilators? Do we have the equipment?
So I know here in the Quad County area, we have a healthcare coalition, which is, you know, comprised of various healthcare entities and providers, and we all work together each and every day And we support each other. So we know that if, you know, Carson Valley Medical Center needed an item that Carson Tahoe Hospital had, we could make arrangements for that resource to be shared. In regards to the COVID-19 response, I do know here in Northern Nevada, we don't have enough supplies, but we are working with Governor Sisolak, and he's working with the federal government to get us the supplies that we need.
Which I think that is why the president will be at 12 o'clock today putting us into a national emergency to free up and get those supplies as quickly as possible. So, Jessica, thank you for your update. If anything changes, please feel free to call at any time between 10 and noon, and you always have an open slot to get you right on the air to bring the latest to people here in Northern Nevada, and not just the quad counties. We appreciate it for all of Northern Nevada.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and feel free to reach out anytime. I'm always happy to come talk.
Thank you, Jessica. That's Jessica Rapp. She is the PIO, the Public Information Officer for Carson City Health and Human Services. So this is the type of thing that we have to prepare for. You know, we have relied too much on China. And I want to give you the latest, because this is what I want you to remember. If you take away anything from this show today, this is what I want you to take and share with your friends and your family, your neighbors. China is threatening the U.S. with huge export controls on drugs. It would literally plunge us into a massive outbreak. And not just of the coronavirus. I mean, worldwide, it's 5,000 deaths, but this just goes to show you that when the Bidens and the Obamas were buddying up to China, letting them have all of their control, turning over all of our manufacturing, not just for little trinkets, for the big stuff, for 90% of our drugs, our antibiotics, the components that go into our drugs. Remember, it's not just the drugs, it's the components as well. They are literally going to cut us off. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has admitted there is an undisclosed drug for which it cannot access necessary raw materials because they are made in China. This, if anything, this crisis calls into plain view why we should not have a global economy. Because remember, China isn't just doing this to us. They've done it to the entire world. They are not just the manufacturer of our drugs, our components. They have blocked out all of the other countries except for India. They have blocked out all of the other countries saying, we can do it cheaper. Give us the contract. We can do it cheaper. We need to bring manufacturing and control back to America. Chinese, Russians, Middle East, they have this all planned out. Because what really tanked our economy, what hit the stock market, was what Russia and the Middle East did with oil prices. Those three countries are hitting us from all sides to tank our economy, to make sure that we are not the world leaders. And they're afraid of Trump. They want Biden in there, or whomever on the left, because they will give them back their sweet deals. And Trump is in their way. Thank God for Trump. It's the Monica Jay Show, 884-9910. What would you like to talk about today? Answer today's poll question. I'll be right back with that on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Got a different opinion? We've got your 50,000-watt megaphone, 99.1 FM Talk. Call 884-9910, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad you're with me today. I really am. As we're getting word that, Which one was it? Another one of the schools has closed here already now in Northern Nevada. And they are going to close until March 30th. So that gives... That gives people time, I guess, to get over it. Bishop Minogue, they will close until March 30th. Which, you know what? From what a caller said yesterday, good. It might be an inconvenience for parents, but now is the parents' opportunity to get a bunch of good books. The Federalist Papers, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. If you need one, I have pocket constitutions. You can have it. But get some other good books as well, like Fahrenheit 451, 1984. Communist Manifesto, UN Agenda 21, even Dean Koontz, wrote about this. Sit them down and let them start reading. Not their school books. Just let them start reading. 1981, Dean Koontz wrote The Eyes of Darkness. He actually references a virus that comes out of Wuhan, China, around 2020. What is up with that? Art mimicking life, life mimicking art. 884-9910 is the number to call in with your concerns, but that is also your text line now. So you can call and talk to me between 10 and noon at 884-9910, or you can just send a text and it'll come directly to me. You got a hot traffic or news tip? Not texting me, but if you got a hot traffic or news tip, guess what? The best tip of the week is going to win a $25 gift certificate to some great restaurants. Today's poll question. Bishop Minogue shutting down until March 30th? Should we just shut down all schools in Northern Nevada until March 30th? Until things have gotten a handle? Yes, no, option for other there? We're looking at snow this weekend. Are you going to go skiing? And know that the rally being held in Mills Park for the Recall Sisolak campaign is not being canceled tomorrow because of the coronavirus and worked up fears. It's being canceled tomorrow because of the weather. And we don't want people out in adverse weather signing the petition. But if you head on over to Battleborn Ammunition, they've got the petition over there for six counties. We're not going to stop working on what we were working on just because of fear mongering.